We could, of course, treat the observer quantum mechanically, but only at the cost of introducing another observer who detects the conclusions of the first one, perhaps by reading an article in a physics journal, and so on. A long line of physicists have worked to purge the foundations of quantum mechanics of any statement about probabilities or any other interpretive postulate that draws a distinction between systems and observers. What one needs is a quantum mechanical model with a wave function that describes not only various systems under study, but also something representing a conscious observer. With such a model, one would try to show that, as a result of repeated interactions of the observer with individual systems, the wave function of the combined system evolves with certainty to a final wave function, in which the observer has become convinced that the probabilities of the individual measurements are what are prescribed in the Copenhagen interpretation. I am not convinced that this program has been entirely successful yet, but I think in the end it may be. If so, then Scrooge's realism will be entirely vindicated. It is most truly surprising how little difference all this makes. Most physicists use quantum mechanics every day in their working lives without needing to worry about the fundamental problem of its interpretation. Being sensible people with very little time to follow up all the ideas and data in their own specialities, and not having to worry about this fundamental problem, they do not worry about it. A year or so ago, when Philip Candelas, of the physics department at Texas, and I were waiting for an elevator, our conversation turned to a young theorist, who had been quite promising as a graduate student, and who had then dropped out of sight. I asked Phil what had interfered with the ex-student's research. Phil shook his head sadly and said he tried to understand quantum mechanics. So irrelevant is the philosophy of quantum mechanics to its use that one begins to suspect that all the deep questions about the meaning of measurement are really empty, forced on us by our language, a language that evolved in a world governed very nearly by classical physics. But I admit to some discomfort in working all my life in a theoretical framework that no one fully understands. And we really do need to understand quantum mechanics better in quantum cosmology, the application of quantum mechanics to the whole universe, where no outside observer is even imaginable. The universe is much too large now for quantum mechanics to make much difference, but according to the Big Bang theory, there was a time in the past when the particles were so close together that quantum effects must have been important. No one today knows even the rules of applying quantum mechanics in this context. Of even greater interest, it seems to me, is the question of whether quantum mechanics is necessarily true.